KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, some sprinkles or light rain here in Atlantic. We picked up 1/100th of an inch so far this morning, and we dumped the gauge at 7 o'clock, and we'll start over for another 24-hour period. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, two people were injured Thursday night in Guthrie County, where a pickup rear-ended a tractor. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 2009 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by 23-year-old Caleb Michael Borders of Compress Cove, Texas, was traveling north on Justice Road, north of 140th Street, at around 8:42 p.m. when it struck the rear of a northbound 1970 International 856 tractor driven by 60-year-old Stephen Kevin Derry of Audubon. Borders was transported by Mercy One helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Derry was taken by Bayard Fire and Rescue to the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. The crash remains under investigation. The patrol was assisted at the scene by the Guthrie and Greene County Sheriff's deputies. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports deputies with the Page County Sheriff's Office Wednesday arrested Justin Allen Williams. He was taken into custody at the Boone County Sheriff's Office. Williams was wanted on two active Page County warrants for violation of probation. He was transported back to Page County and held in the jail on a $20,000 cash or surety bond. Longtime Cass County Assessor Brenda Nelson says she's accepted a similar position with the City of Ames and will be leaving the county in a couple of weeks. Nelson was one of two finalists interviewed in April for the assessor's job in Ames. A city assessor is responsible for assessing all real estate within city limits to determine property taxes. The position in Ames became vacant after former city assessor Greg Lynch decided to retire after 15 years on the job. Nelson is a native of Elkhorn. Her father became a field appraiser and worked for the Shelby County Assessor's Office for 13 years. In 1997, Nelson began to follow in his footsteps. She applied for a job in the Cass County Assessor's Office and was hired by her predecessor, Linda Campbell. And when Campbell retired, took over the post she's held since 2003. Since then, Nelson's took on additional responsibilities.
Last October, I did become president of the State of Iowa Assessors Association, and so that's been quite an honor, and that's been a busy additional job to keep all of that going too. So, yeah, a lot of challenges, and City of Ames came open, and it's a pretty sought after position, and so I thought, well, why not give it a try? I kind of look for a new challenge.
She was offered the City of Ames assessor's job Wednesday evening, and as I mentioned, she did accept that. She said she'll be leaving Cass County, and her last day on the job is May 26th.
I've seen a lot of different boards through the years here, and we've always have had a good rapport with members of the board, and I hope that they can get a good replacement for me.
Once she leaves office, Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman will fill her position until a replacement is found. Nelson acknowledges finding her replacement likely will not be easy because of the requirements and shortage of available candidates. The county does have an option for having an interim or shared assessor if a full-time person cannot be found.
The legislation has passed this year, where they can do a 28E agreement sharing of an assessor. And so, that may be a workaround for Cass County. I'm not sure what their plans are.
And she told KJAN News also in Ames she'll have a larger staff in the office, which she'll have to rely on initially because of the expanded scope of her responsibilities.
City of Ames is going to be more commercial and industrial driven, so my scope of expertise in the commercial and industrial side of things, here in Cass County, we're primarily more of an ag community, so that's going to be a little bit of a hurdle for myself, and it's a challenge that I want to take on and really kind of finish out my career, I guess, if you will, in the next 10 years or so, primarily assessing commercial and industrial properties.
She says she wants to thank all the people she's worked with over the years here in Cass County.
My staff has always been very, very supportive of everything that I've done. In fact, I could not have been president this year had they not stepped in, and because there is a certain amount of time that is taken away during the day that I'm answering emails and phone calls. I think the first week of my presidency, I had 715 emails. And so, yeah, it's been a busy year, and I thank them for, always supporting me on that. They're going to be missed.
Elsewhere in area news, the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund is stepping up to help the Atlantic Police Department with their summer kids programs again this year. The fund donated $300 to sponsor shirts and whatever else is needed. Fund spokesperson and Trevor's mom, Melanie Petty, says it is our hope the children involved and the department volunteers will have a great time this summer. All funds given out in Trevor's name are raised at the annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament. This year's tournament will be held Saturday, August 14th at Nishna Hills Golf Club. Team registration is now open, and anyone wanting to donate to the silent auction or become a hole sponsor can contact Melanie Petty at 249-3696. The Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that have been organized after Trevor's death in June of 2009. To date, the fund has given back over $250,000 to the things that he loved or took part in during his 21 years of life. And that is a check of the news on KJAN. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.